Polls out today show President Obama holding a slight lead over his challenger Mitt Romney, despite the addition of Paul Ryan to the GOP ticket. Interestingly, a lot of people who support Governor Romney still think President Obama is going to win. And the numbers come as the GOP prepares to head into the eye of the storm. Literally, a big storm is bearing down on Florida. But also figuratively, as Congressman Todd Akin made the rounds of the morning shows today, reaffirming that he will stay in the Missouri Senate race despite calls, including a phone call from Paul Ryan, asking him to get out because of his comments about abortion. Akin seemed to leave an exit door open. Here he is in response to a question on Good Morning America, asking if he would stay even if it looked like he would lose and cost Republicans control of the Senate.
Well, George, I'm never going to say everything that can possibly happen. I don't know the future, but I do know this. The party voters took a look at our hearts and made a decision. And it makes me uncomfortable to think that the party bosses are going to dictate who runs.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of that network's webcast, Top Line. Rick, at this point, it would take a court order to replace Congressman Akin, but was that an indication he might go?
I read it that way, although I think for Republicans, it's almost certainly going to be too late. If he is still on the ballot through the Republican convention, it means we're going to be talking about that instead of what Mitt Romney wants to be talking about. And the problem for Republicans is that this opens the door to a range of women's rights issues and abortion issues that they were trying to keep on the sidelines. There are lots of uncomfortable positions that Paul Ryan, that Mitt Romney has taken on abortion rights. So to have the focus on this is just a distraction.
Well, sure, this comes as the party platform is being hammered out. The New York Times excoriates it for the plank which would call for an amendment barring all abortion. You know, the paper says these planks are usually a winking nod to party extremists, you know, it's sort of whoever pays attention to the platform. But in this case, they say it represents the face of Republicans. Is that fair? And how, you were just alluding to it, how big a problem is this for Republicans right now?
It's not an entirely fair characterization. Clearly, the Republican Party has lots of positions on abortion. Mitt Romney himself believes in exceptions for rape and incest victims. Paul Ryan does not, but he's moderated his position now that he has joined the Romney ticket. It is a major problem. There's historically, the last several elections, Republicans have had a big gap to make up among women voters. If just men voted, John McCain would have been president. Women put Obama over the top, and the Obama campaign knows they need to get women out to the polls to vote for them. This gives the big window into this, to have these comments by Congressman Akin as a Senate candidate, the fact that he's co-sponsored so many anti-abortion bills with Paul Ryan. All of these things are things that are inconvenient and uncomfortable for Republicans to be pushing. They don't want this to be about social issues.
Yeah, the Akins and Paul Ryan were two of the original co-sponsors of a resolution that would have redefined rape as forcible rape. Of course, the thinking behind these questions about language is that if women, first of all, can't get pregnant during rape, which is what Akin said, it's implied that women who are pregnant are lying about having been raped and just trying to get an abortion, ergo, no need for exceptions for abortions caused by rapes. And that's the criticism there. And the AP is reporting that these comments, coupled with the, you know, the co-signing of this resolution, have become an issue in House races in battleground states.
That's right. House members and House candidates across the country being asked, do you stand with Congressman Akin when you have a position that's pretty close to his, when the party platform has a position that's close to what Akin's position is, at least when it comes to public policy? These comments are just obviously they are incorrect factually, and they're also inconvenient politically for the Republican Party right now.
So what will we see in here at the convention? This last weekend, Mitt Romney invited reporters to a Mormon church service. Lovely scenes there of him and his grandchildren, his wife singing in the choir. People wondering, are we going to hear more about faith and beliefs, or is that something that's risky right now? What is the thinking that you know?
It's about introducing Mitt Romney, and his faith is part of it more than it has been in the campaign. I don't think that viewers are going to be hit over the head with his faith, but I think we're going to see the presence of Mormon faith leaders in addition to leaders of other faiths. You're going to hear a lot more about Mitt Romney's family. A lot of it is about biography and about how that biography matches up with the message. His strong family, clearly a part of it. His business record, a major part of it. You're going to see a lot of themes that hit on Mitt Romney and who he is and who Paul Ryan is, but all of them are going to be tied back to the direction that he'd want to take the country.
Yeah, including we hear that there will be an invocation from a Mormon, of course, a layperson. They don't have priests as such. So fascinating. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of that network's webcast, Top Line, as we said, as Republicans and a big storm head for Tampa. Rick, thanks so much.
See you in Tampa. Thank you.